It's a grudge match between the farming and oil industries. The two sides have been battling for years over which gets to produce a gasoline additive. And now the issue has come to a head again. The fighting began in 1990, when Congress set out to strengthen the Clean Air Act to cut down on smog in the nation's dirtiest cities. It required that those cities use a cleaner fuel. To accomplish this, refiners had to increase the oxygen content of gasoline. There were two choices: ethanol, which is primarily produced from corn, or MTBE, which is a product of the refining process. The oil companies demanded that MTBE be included, and they won. Now, MTBE is contaminating groundwater all over the country, and Congress once again has been asked to act. One option available would mean dropping the oxygenate requirement altogether. But that would mean no mandate for ethanol. But the ethanol industry doesn't want to lose the battle this time. It's fighting to keep the requirement intact. That would ensure an immediate surge in demand for large quantities of ethanol. Eric Vaughn is with the Renewable Fuels Association, which represents ethanol producers.
We may be the last group that supports the oxygen standard, but we think the oxygenates that have been added to fuel have, in fact, done the job that Congress and environmental leaders and the EPA wanted done. They've helped to reduce air toxics tremendously.
But the ethanol industry is facing some formidable opposition, including the EPA. The EPA now believes there are other ways to make clean gasoline besides using oxygenates. Also, requiring ethanol to be used in place of MTBE could be very expensive. That's because ethanol is produced in the Midwest, but most of the cities that need it are on the East and West Coasts, leading to high costs at the pump. Bob Pergiuseppe is the director of EPA's Office of Air and Radiation.
The problem with the mandate is that it constrains our ability to meet clean-burning gasoline in the 10 or 11 dirtiest air cities in the United States, which are geographically spread out from Boston down to Los Angeles and San Diego.
The EPA thinks it's important that the oil industry has flexibility to produce gas in the cheapest way possible, and that ethanol won't always be the best method. That view is shared by a coalition of environmental and health groups. Blakeman Early is with one of those organizations, the American Lung Association. He says there's no reason to require the use of ethanol in fuel.
Ethanol can be useful in producing cleaner fuel, but it also creates problems because of its volatility in gasoline. So it doesn't have such special benefits that a mandatory ethanol requirement is needed in order to assure air quality benefits.
The coalition has some strange bedfellows in this debate, the oil industry. Early says his group has agreed to support the industry. That's because industry officials are pledging to meet tighter air toxics requirements in exchange for being able to choose how to make their gasoline. He thinks that's a significant step.
To my knowledge, it's the first time the oil industry has ever endorsed strengthening the Clean Air Act. And that's a very positive development that makes it, I think, easier to pass legislation.
But ethanol supporters don't plan to give up so easily. Eric Vaughn is suspicious of the oil industry's motives, since they manufactured MTBE in the first place. And without an ethanol mandate, he says the oil industry will begin using more toxic compounds, called aromatics, to replace MTBE. Aromatics are carcinogens and are considered to be even more dangerous than MTBE.
They've written up a much more flexible approach to this that gives them great flexibility to get out of oxygenates, no requirement to use ethanol, and tremendous flexibility to increase the aromatic fraction of gasoline. That's backsliding, and that's a step backwards for air quality.
The oil industry, however, says that federal law requires producers to meet strict toxic standards to assure air quality. Mark Medier is with the American Petroleum Institute. He's also concerned that a mandate requiring ethanol use is unnecessary and will escalate production costs and increase gas prices by as much as a nickel a gallon.
We start now to question the root problem here is the mandate, and we believe that ethanol does have a bright future, but we don't need to have a mandate in the law which would overprescribe or overuse a product.
Congress is expected to consider MTBE legislation within the next month. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm